My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You and I were getting texts about this at 5 in the morning yesterday. And so it was a... We try not to have distractions during the show. It was a pretty big distraction during the show. So we're going, like, every, I ain't gonna lie to you guys, every break, Lima's walking out the door, texting people, phones blowing up. It was a weird day yesterday. Comes out officially. Zach was the one who broke it, and then it came out. The Browns released a statement. There's really no further saying on the matter. They said it was a misdemeanor. You know, Lima, you and I talked about it yesterday afternoon. A lot of people saying that the Browns should cut Mike Hall. Where do you stand on cutting Mike Hall?
I was surprised.
Where do the people stand? 216-474-0092. This is a serious accusation, but where do you stand?
Yeah, when I first heard the allegations, obviously they are allegations. I was tipped off that, you know, you'd have 911 audio that would confirm what her allegations were. Unfortunately, it's very sad. The whole thing is sad, and you can see how this erupted over the course of, you know, a really, really bad night, and how it could have been, quite frankly, much, much worse. I mean, it could have been tragic yesterday. So, obviously, only got one side of the story here and what the police were willing to offer up at the time, and then a little more in the police report and the 911 call. I thought there was a good chance he was going to get cut. I thought there was a good chance that was going to be it for Mike Hall with the Browns. Now, later in the day, he ended up getting bonded and released with a misdemeanor charge. Now, they say in domestic violence cases, oftentimes they'll do the very minimum for it to stick so they can get a protection order. We'll have to find out more if that's part of the process, because you'll hear from lawyers and you'll see whether or not there are more charges, whether there's going to be a grand jury situation, whether it could be felony charges, because there are weapons involved. We weren't there. We don't know. We only know what's being accused. But what was on paper, I'm like, oh, this could be an easy cut, even if he was a second-round pick. I saw people say the only reason he wasn't cut yesterday was because he was a second-round pick. Had he been a fourth-round pick, he's cut.
I told you on the phone.
A fifth-round pick, he's cut.
I told you that on the phone.
Which goes to show you where we are on these types of things.
Well, I had the tease. I hung up my badge with the morality police a long time ago. If I'm looking for morals, pro sports is the wrong place to look. And that's with any team in any city or whatever it is. I would imagine that if you asked Andrew Berry or anybody with the Browns as a person, yeah, it's a reprehensible allegation here. And frankly, the phone, because, hey, I live in Streetsboro. He went to Streetsboro. The phone was just blowing up yesterday afternoon. It was a bad day in town. Just a bad, bad day. And I wouldn't cut him. It's a tough thing to say. It's an embarrassing thing to happen. I brought this up yesterday in that podcast. I said, well, what would I do if I was general manager? I picked the guy in the second round. I had my information. Okay, I had my information. But also, at that time, you remember, when they took him, there was conversation about, well, is he, I mean, people were bad-mouthing him at that time. And I said, man, I asked all around town. I asked all around up here because he's originally from this area right up here, but it's just down the road, literally. And I couldn't get anybody to say anything. Not like I was poking him going, say something nasty about him. I couldn't get anybody to say anything that was demeaning, that was questionable. And then all of a sudden this happens, and we're here. That was the thing that we were worried about. I go, well, that wasn't the thing that was said at that time before in the pre-draft process. From me locally, okay? If I'm the general manager, you're asking me the general manager. I picked the guy in the second round that's a major investment. Not only did I pick him in the second round, I picked him with my first pick in the draft.
Right, right. That's key.
I picked him there. So I have to let the legal process play out. That sounds crass. It is. It's pro sports. It's the truth. I can only tell you the truth, Anthony.
And I appreciate that. That's what I asked, and that's the only thing you can do. We still don't know a lot about this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Browns are investigating. So you're going to have potentially an NFL investigation. That's how this works. Any domestic violence case, as we know very well here in Cleveland, and has been highlighted throughout the NFL takes this way more seriously than they used to. They used to not take it seriously at all. I mean, they used to just listen to their players, and if their players refuted it, that was it, and that was over. Whether or not there was cooperation from, you know, local investigators and local
national
law enforcement.
Media had something to do with it as well. I mean, they would play to that. You're right.
Well, Ray Rice and Kareem Hunt changed the whole paradigm of how the NFL operates. And I still, in a very cynical way, I still look at the NFL and while they will do some due diligence, they will buckle to optics, right? They will only care about optics. And for instance, if a video comes out, if a Ring camera ends up coming out and you actually see threats and see gun threats and potential domestic violence, if you see it, changes the story. That changes the investigation.
That's what made it so bad with the Ray Rice situation is that there was a video. There was an alleged cover-up of the video. People trying to get their hands on the video from the league. That's where things really got out of control with it. And that was as ugly as it gets. I've not seen any video. I haven't seen any photographs or anything like that. But I can only go by what I've read. What I've read is terrible. But I also know you're asking me as a general manager. Yeah. I don't like this. It's ugly. And frankly, he, as far as atonement, he owes the girlfriend and God, frankly, and then he owes everybody else. He's a local guy. It's not like he's going anywhere. If he were from Apopka, Florida or something like that, we'd probably feel different. But he's local. And again, he's embarrassed himself with this. He's embarrassed an entire community with this. But for atonement of it, you have a long road to go because we have to figure out, okay, what are you going to do personally with your family here? Then what are you going to do with the law? Then what are you going to do with the league? There's a lot of things that he has to go through now. So now I've taken a player in the second round, and that's on me if he's not available. Because the thing that I answer to is whether or not the Browns win football games. You're asking me the general manager. I have to be GM Ken here. I answer whether or not they win football games. If they win football games, people will look the other way, or they will focus on good things. If they don't win football games, this is front and center for me. This is front and center for me. Not only did we not make the playoffs here, Ken, you took this guy in the second round, and he didn't even play for you this season. Yeah. Or he had a 6-game suspension, and who knows what type of player he'd be after a 6 or 8 or whatever game suspension it might be. So that's what I have to deal with. But no, I wouldn't cut him after this. I have to let the legal system play out.
Would you cut him if he corroborated what she said, the mother of his child, if he did put a gun up to her temple, said he was going to end it all? If he admitted to that, would you cut him? Because I think I would. I think that having gun violence, potential gun violence, having it with a player who was off other teams' draft boards too.
I'd have to ask him what made him do something like that, and what type of help he needs.
Well, he needs help either way,
yes.
Right? I mean, I think.
But
am I helping
him by just cutting him? Because am I helping him, and am I helping myself by just cutting him?
I mean,
this is ugly.
They heard a lot of stuff about Perrion Winfrey. They kept him on the team for a year.
Yes,
and
they
then,
did.
Then
yes,
it led
did.
To what it led to.
But you know what happens in this league? Because we did it with Kareem Hunt. Some time passes. You go through what you have to go through with the NFL, and then somebody picks him up. And what did I tell you and Jason? And Jason was gobsmacked to go, yeah, the process is played out now. He will be an available player at some point. I would pick him up if I were the Browns. I said that to Jason years ago. So I have to be a general manager about this. I have to look at football-wise. Yeah, it's ugly. And you don't want players like that on your football team. But we said goodbye to morals a long time ago when you and I were kids when it came to professional sports. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns cut Mike Hall? What would you do if you were the general manager? You have to walk a weird line where you do a word salad with mental gymnastics when it comes to being an NFL general manager. You would not condone this type of thing. Then people go, well, then cut him. Well, I drafted him in the second round. And it was our first pick in the draft overall. I can't cut him. Well, you said you don't condone him. Yeah, I know, but we got to win football games. So then you condone it. No, I don't condone it. I don't like that he did that, but I have to let the judicial system play out here. Because I need to win football games. My job depends on it. Andrew Berry's job depends on it. You're asking me as a general manager? I can't defend this behavior for crying out loud. The call, the whole thing, it's ugly. I mean, you're talking about guns here for crying out loud. That's terrifying. I can't condone that sort of thing. But you have to win football games. And I can only tell you the truth how I see it, Anthony. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, I'm sensitive to it because you are talking about discussions that are actually being had in any front office in sports. Like, I know that, man, if there are women listening to this and been the victim of domestic violence, they're hearing this and going, wait a second, you're only going to cut him if he was a 5th-round pick but not a 2nd-round pick? What message are you sending to your fan base, to the women in your fan base? What message are you sending to anybody in your fan base if that matters? But you are approaching it like a realistic conversation, which is those guys' jobs are on the line with these things, especially when they're taking chances, right? They've asked ownership before, I'm sure. Give us guidance. Where is that line on when we can take a chance at somebody? And I guarantee when they went and got Perrion Winfrey, they asked the Haslams, like, here's what in the past we know about him, and can we take him here? Eventually, you do have to get ownership to sign off on certain players, right?
Yeah.
It's not as if the Haslams just say, but, yeah, you know, just take whoever. Like, because they know they're going to be held responsible in press conferences. They know if they draft somebody who comes in and does the worst thing you can imagine, then it's not going to be Andrew Berry holding the press conference. It's going to be Jimmy and Dee. So they have to sign off on some of these.
And personally, and this is non-GM stuff, like I said, there's plenty of people. Nobody said anything bad to me personally about him before the draft. It was all positive things. Yeah, they don't want me to say bad things about the guy. They don't want me to question anything about the guy. I'm not going to sit there and turn into Columbo here. They're the ones who have the FBI that works with them. They're the ones who do the, or the former FBI that works with them that can do the background checks and do all that stuff. They're going to tell me good things because they want a local kid drafted. That's the way it works. So when I don't hear anything, that sounds like plausible deniability. But when I make a general manager decision, if I were, okay, are we allowed to take a risk here? Well, do you want to take that risk? He is a local guy, because teams do shy away from taking local guys everywhere. Kid from Pittsburgh, hard to take kids from Pittsburgh, hard for the Steelers. Hard to take. I mean, go back to Dan Marino, for crying out loud. They didn't want to take him because he was, well, we're going to leave him back at home, and we've heard nothing but bad things about him and the drugs and the God knows what, which was all, according to Jimbo Colbert, garbage, okay? They don't necessarily want to take local guys, so then I have to sell it going, well, his mother's very involved. His family's very involved. We can look after him here. He's a good player. He's going to help us. We can do it. Okay, you're the one who signs off on it. So now me as a general manager, yeah, I'm going to get the side eye in the hallway. I guarantee you.
Look,
I have to answer to this. And the way I answer to this is, if we win, people will not talk about it. If they lose, it's one of the first things that get brought up.
Obviously, when you think about like a locker room, it's easy to send messages with fifth round players or undrafted free agents. Yeah, we cut them. We mean business. You rarely see guys in the first or second round, no matter how bad it is. Now, I'm trying to think, who was it? The former Buckeye, was it Arnett with the Raiders, who was drafted? And I think he was a first round pick, but then he brandished a firearm and it got so bad. Yeah. Basically, they had heard a bunch of stuff. They took a gamble on him. And then they cut him. I mean, they outright cutted him once there was video. Now, there was video, again, so the public could see it. So that also is the difference. Why I asked you before, if video came out and you saw that kind of a threat, or you saw a weapon that was being used in a threatening manner.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the thing. And I saw, we're getting, obviously, tons of social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Big Mike on X says, maybe it's time to look at these athletes for what they are. They're entertainers. We need to stop idolizing them and looking at them to be role models. Well, tale as old as time, right? I mean, that's something that we have begged.
Yeah.
We as radio hosts, we love a story when a player and an athlete is a role model. We love that. But we're also very, very, in the past, we have been very clear that, you know, that's a mistake to just look at all of these guys and look at them that way. That's true. With that said, it's more than just, hey, let's get all the talent we can on the field regardless of their past. You do have a locker room. You do have people from a lot of different walks of life. You have employees. You have staffers. When you start talking about potential gun violence, you know, every team does. It's their worst nightmare that gun violence is going to be associated with their team. I talked to somebody who would know about how security for almost every team asks these players about their guns. Obviously, state of Ohio, you can have a gun. I didn't even know this. You could have a gun and have it not even be your gun. You could just walk around. It doesn't matter whether or not you purchased it. I didn't know the gun laws, to be honest. So he's in the clear there, even if those aren't registered guns to him.
Mm-hmm.
The question would be, if you're a team, the teams like to know, they strongly suggest every player that gets drafted by them, every player that is on their roster, they like to know what guns they have. And the players, normally they tell them, because it's a safety thing. They don't want guns in the parking lot in Berea. They don't want any of that stuff. They get petrified to hear about anything associated with guns because they know players get in beefs, right? Players can get mad at their bosses. They don't want guns in and around that facility.
Yes.
Was he truthful about his possession of guns with the team before? All things that they're going to investigate.
Part of my job is also, he could tell the truth how he sees it, whatever. Mm-hmm. I could sit there and go, yeah, he might mean one thing, but really he's going to do another, and this is why we can't draft this guy.
Sure.
That's part of it. But ultimately, my job comes down to whether or not I win or lose, because you know, Andrew Berry has taken a lot of heat, and you're going to take a lot of heat, so rightfully so, right? You could have a T team of Boy Scouts. And if you go 17-0, great. You can have a team of Boy Scouts, and if you lose, they're not going to let you keep your job because you took a bunch of good guys.
Yeah,
they're not going to do
they
that.
They will want to know. Now, I understand your larger point.
I understand what you're saying.
They
yes.
will want to know how big of a risk is he, how big of a liability
well,
is
yeah,
he.
Well, yeah, if I don't think.
Like,
if
they
I
can
believe,
say they support him, and they're going to talk mental health, and they're going to talk about him getting the resources he needs. They also knew a lot yeah. about Mike Hall and why other teams didn't have him on the draft board before this incident.
And that's true.
Now, with everything on the line and 4 weeks into being a Cleveland Brown, he does this.
And so
how
I
big of
take,
a risk? What's the yes. next thing he's capable of?
And that's part
that's
of what you're
going
to
have to weigh.
That's what you're dealing with. And then when you get the guns in, that's why you must discuss whether or not it's right to just cut him. Okay?
Yes.
That is true. It's on the table. I'm not saying it's completely not talked about here. But I have to make the decision on whether or not this guy... If I'm going to, because when you go from, I don't care what they say about NIL. When you go from college to pro, you ain't got class anymore. There's a routine that you follow in college that is very, very strict in a lot of ways because you're in with them. In the NFL, it's a job. It's a job. It's up to you to show up to work every single day. And if you don't, we'll find somebody else who does. And it's a job whether or not you can handle the responsibilities that come with that job. And it's a different type of job because it's not all year round. So I have to be able to trust you all year round. And maybe they thought, well, he's here.
Yeah.
We'll be able to trust him during the offseason. We can look after him during the offseason. It's almost an extension of what it was at Ohio State. It's almost an extension of what it was maybe even previously. I'm not sure. But they're going to look at it and go, "What do if we offer him, which is going to be life-changing money, if we offer him what is going to be an adult existence where now you're a taxpayer," he's always a taxpayer before, "but you're a taxpayer of your own free will and you're allowed to come and go as you please because this is a job, are you going to pay that off?" Now that's in question. Well, who took him? I took him. So now I'm in question. The only thing that digs me out of here is winning. That's why I can't cut him. I can't cut him. I have to see where the judicial process plays out because I have to weigh his talent, what he's worth, and whether or not that's worth the trouble. Za'Darius Smith, not Ken Carmen, not Anthony Lima. Za'Darius Smith said, compared him to Aaron Donald last week. I have to weigh that.
And do you
I have to do it?
How much are they weighing? Because I always think teams are just
and that
weighing.
That means I let the judicial system play out.
How much do you have to weigh what kind of distraction now this is, because they're all going to be asked about it now. I mean, a week ago they're comparing him to Aaron Donald. Now the comparisons are going to be very different. You know, that's the sad thing about it. When you look at his tape at Ohio State, it's the one thing every coach who came sniffing around Mike Hall Jr., what they asked, why wasn't he playing more? How is that guy? How did you keep that guy on the sidelines?
Tone, we said it in the game. We said it during the game. We said it on Monday. He played three quarters. What was one of the things that they talked about? His motor. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the things they were trying to prove. Nope, his motor's just fine. Look at him go. Third quarter, nobody's coming in. I mean, they weren't even rotating guys in. Yeah. There was a little bit of rotation, but he was basically left out there. And it was, you got to go. And he went. He went. So they were definitely proving something and showing him what it was at that time. And then he gets a day off, and then we see what happens.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.